We are learning Masechtas Makas Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph on the bottom. The Mishnah on the bottom. We've learned that if a Reitzach who killed B'Shege leaves the Ari Miklot, then Hutar Domo Ilegoyel Adam, the Goyel Adam is allowed to kill him. So now our Mishnah will discuss that we know that the Tchum, if you're in the Tchum, you're protected, but if you step 1 foot out of the Tchum, you can be killed. So what's the halach if you have a tree that's halfway in the Tchum, halfway out of the Tchum? Zok the Mishnah, Elon, you have a tree, Shehu, the trunk, Oymer B'Shege Tchum, the trunk is in the Tchum, V'Noifoy, and the branch is Noit the Chutz Tchum. Oy, different cases, Oymer Chutz Tchum, or the trunk is out of the Tchum, V'Noifoy, Noit the B'Shege Tchum, Noif is in the Tchum. Hakol hoylich acha hanoif. Everything goes with the noif. Pashut the Mishnah is saying that wherever the branch is, if the branch is in the tchum of the Ari Miklot, then the whole entire tree, including the trunk, has a din of Ari Miklot. If the branch is out of the tchum, then the whole entire tree, including the trunk, has a din of out of the Ari Miklot. Everything goes after the branch, after the knife. That's the Pashut in our Mishnah. Dr. Gemara, Raminu, Manasio Xtira, from a Mishnah, Mestakas Maisa Shani. In the Mishnah there it says, they were talking about the halacha is that you have to eat Maaser Sheni inside Yerushalayim, inside the wall of Yerushalayim. So what about if you have an Ilan, Shu'aymeid Bifnim, it's inside the Ilan, the trunk, is inside the Chayma of Yerushalayim, V'noit Delechutz, and the branch is sticking outside the wall, or the opposite, Oymeid Bechutz, if the trunk is outside the Chayma, V'noit Delechutz, and the noit is inside the wall. What's the halacha? So the Rabbanan say in this Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah says, "Mekeneged haChayma v'lefnim k'lefnim." Whatever is keneged, which means wherever the wall ends, that's where the Yerushalayim ends. No matter if it's the middle of a tree, "Mekeneged haChayma v'lefnim k'lefnim." Whatever is from the wall to inside, that the Eladik might say, "Mekeneged haChayma v'lechutz." Anything outside the wall, even on the same tree, half the tree could be inside, half the tree is outside. "Mekeneged haChayma v'lechutz k'lechutz," and you're not allowed to eat Ma'aser Sheni over there. So the kasha is that our Mishnah says you go bust the knife by a Stam Mishnah. And here we have a Stam Mishnah that says that you don't go bust the knife, you don't go after the branch or the trunk, you go bust, if it's in the wall or outside the wall. My answer is Maisa or a Mikla Karam is the Kash of Maisa Shein or a Mikla, the two different things. Maisa Shein is Tali B'Chayim, Tali Rahman, it's Tali in the wall. It says you have to eat it, which means in Yerushalayim, which is in the wall of Yerushalayim. Or in Mikla Badira Tarachman. It says in the Pasuk, Kibi Ir Miklota Yeshev, you should live in the Ir Miklota. It's telling him living. Begufay Mitadale, Benoifay Mitadale. In the knife, in a branch, it's possible to live. You could build a treehouse, you could live under it in the shade. So a branch is more livable. It's Royu for Dira. Mashenki Bi Karai, in the Iker, Loy Mitadale, you cannot live on a trunk. And therefore, when it comes to the sugya of Ari Miklot, the ikar is the branches, because that's more livable. Mashenki, when it comes to Maaser Sheni, it's falling in the wall in the Chayim. That's more attempts to answer that there's a chilt in Maaser Sheni and Ari Miklot. But I'll show you another Stam Mishnah, Mishnah Masechtas Maaseros, that's not like the Mishnah Maaser Sheni. Rami, Maaser, a Maaser, a Kasha for Maaser Sheni, a Maaser Sheni, the town of Rice in a Mishnah. Tanya, it says Tanya, but really a Mishnah Masechtas Maaseros. It says in that Mishnah of Yerushalayim, halach acha, no, if you go after the branch, wherever the branch is, that is where you keep Maaser Sheni, it's Yerushalayim. And Bar Yemiklot, halach acha, no, if by Bar Yemiklot, also go after the noif. So there's a kasha, maisa, maisa, Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana is going to fall off the territory of the Gemara before and say, really, they're both the same. Bar Yemiklot and Maaser Sheni are the same. Our Mishnah and the Mishnah of Maaser Sheni said you go bust the noif, and the Mishnah of Maaser Sheni says you go bust the chayma. Like Kasha, Rav Yehuda Rabbanon, Tzvach Leikas, really, Tzvach Yehuda and the Rabbanon. The Tanya learned to the Braisa, on your base and on base, the Tanya learned to the Braisa, Yehuda Eimer. V'ma'ara, if you have a cave that's in Yerushalayim, but the opening of the cave is outside Yerushalayim, for example, Ahalich Acha Pisca, go after the opening. Wherever the opening is, if the opening is in Yerushalayim, it's considered Yerushalayim. If the opening is out of Yerushalayim, it's considered Chutz Yerushalayim. Be'ilon, Ahalich Acha Noif, you go watch the Noif, that's what Yehuda says. So we have here clearly a man, the Rabbi Huda, who says you go bust the knife. I want to say it's simple. Our Mishnah and the Brice, like Rashi says, Rabbi Huda. And the Mishnah of Maaser Sheni that says you go bust the chayim is the Rabbanon. And Shalom al Yisrael, one's Rabbi Huda, one's Rabbanon. Right, the Gemara, it's Mehecha Taisa to say that the Rabbanon and Rabbi Huda argue so vite. Maybe Rabbi Huda just says it in regards, Rabbi Huda says in the first, you got Maaser Sheni, that it goes bust the knife. Maybe he only says it by Maaser Sheni, and he means you go after the branch, l'chumra only. And I'll speak it out outside first. There is a chumra and a kula for Yerushalayim, and a chumra and kula chutz l'chaimah. The chumra that you have in Yerushalayim is that you cannot be poida any Maisa Sheni fruits in Yerushalayim. You have to eat it. Masheni Chutzla Yerushalayim, you could be poida. There's another chumra the other way, that you cannot eat a Maisa Sheni out of Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim you could eat it. So maybe Eimel Shamli Yehuda Legavi Maisa, that we go after the knife, lechumra. Only we worry that the knife is the ikr, we only lechumra. For example, if the ikroi is b'chutz, the trunk is outside the chayma, and noifai is b'fnim, so the halach is, kehechi de ben noifai l'matzi parak, just like on the branch, which is in Yerushalayim, we go b'asa noifai l'chumra, just like the branch in Yerushalayim, you can't be poided, but ikari na'am l'matzi parak, you can't be poided ma'isa sheni either on the trunk. Why? We say the trunk is a nigrar, it's toffle to the knife in Lechumra. Just like the knife, you can't be poida because the knife is Yerushalayim, but Ikra can be Yerushalayim. And Ikra b'fnim, and knife b'chutz, if the branch is outside, will say the Lechumra the other way. They're just like on the outside, you can't eat it. Keicha the knife le'matza'achol, b'le'pidiyah, without being poida. Bikari na'am le'matza'achol, b'le'pidiyah. And you're not going to be paid either, and you can't be paid either. So you won't believe it at all on the Iker, Lechumra. So maybe when Rabbi Yehuda says you go bust a knife, it doesn't mean you go bust a knife across the board. It means you always have to go Lechumra that maybe we're getting Nigra busted a knife. But by Ari Miklot, how do you say that? Elagavi Ari Miklot, Bishlam, you can say Lechumra one way. If Ikra is Bechutz, the trunk is outside, knife is Befnim. So we can say with Machma and the girl down, you can't kill him. But knife, what's it called? Just like on the branch, which is in the Ari Miklot, you can't kill him. So we'll say that the trunk is nigrar, goes schlepped after the knife fight. Bikari now it's a kakla. That would be a chumra. But if you're saying everything goes with a knife, even lakula, which means eliki ikari befnim, knife of a chutz, but when the ikar is the trunk is inside. And if it's chutz, we're saying you're allowed to kill him because you go with a knife fight, and we're saying kehechid of a knife and what's a kakla. But ikari now what's a kakla, vagavoy ikari is inside the tchum. How can we say such a kula and say the guy sitting in the tchum, we're allowed to kill him because you go with a knife fight? If you're saying you're taking the Mishnah literally, go with a knife fight. So then, it's Shver, who said, or who says it so far, that I'll even let you kill someone in the Ari Mikla because the Ikr goes bust at a knife? Maybe he just says Ikr goes bust at a knife, only says the Chumrah. Who says he says it so far and says the Kula? So now, the Gemara comes to the new Tarets. Omar Rava, it's going a little bit the same way. It was like this. Really, we're going, it's only the Chumrah. Who only said you go bust a knife, the Chumrah? And the question was, how is it possible to have the Chumrah when it comes to How is it possible to say you go bust a knife fight and still lechumra when it comes to Ari Mikla? How is it possible? So Rav is going to tell you how it's possible. Omer Rav, beikroi that's in the tchum, the kuliyam lepligi lematzikatol. You cannot kill the girl. You cannot kill the ritzach when he's sitting on that trunk. Everyone agrees you don't go bust a knife. You don't go bust a knife with kula. So what does it mean in our Mishnah? You go bust the knife. So we'll see in a second. Koyi b'knife fight. If he's sitting on the branch, which is outside the tchum, and he can kill him by throwing mechitzim mitzrayros, he can throw something at him. Of course, you kill him because the ma'isa it doesn't get schlep basa the trunk. So for sure, it's considered chutz the tchum. So what's the machlekes and what's pshat our mishnah? Ki pligi, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan, what are they arguing? B'mehava ikare dargo l'noifai. Could I make? Or in a case where the trunk could be a step, a ladder, to the knife, and I'm using the trunk to get to the knife, so is the Goyal Adam allowed to climb up the trunk to get the knife to kill him? Marsov av ikrari dargul knife fight. It could service the trunk, could be a tuffle to the knife fight. That's what it means in our Mishnah, bust a knife, that's our Huda Shita. And it's mutter to do that. Because you go bust a knife fight. Not that you let it kill him on the ikar. That's saying a major kula. But it's enough that it's not bottle to the knife is not bottle to the trunk. And therefore, if I climb up the trunk to go to the knife, I'm allowed to kill him. A masav loy have a ikara idarg le knife fight. You cannot use the ikar to go. You can't use the trunk to go to the knife fight because we go bust the ikar, because ikra is ikar, and that's in the Ari Mikla, the Inala use that to go after it. So what it means, a koil hoilech acha knife, does not mean that we give the ikar, the trunk doesn't turn into a knife now, and that's like outside the city. We're not saying it so far. We're just saying is that it's mutter for him to climb up the trunk to get to the knife. That's all we mean when we say that it's loyhav, that a koil hoilech acha knife. So it comes out really that a koil acha knife in two cases will be different. In a case where the knife is on the inside and the trunk is on the outside, that actually you're not allowed to kill the girl that was not allowed to kill her teach on the ikka, on the trunk, even though the trunk's outside, because there it really gets nigra basahit. But the other way around, where the branch is outside, we don't say so far that the ikra gets schlepped basahit knife, because that would be a major kula. All we allow is they allow it climb up that ikra to go to the knife, and the knife is still considered outside, and you're allowed to kill him on the knife. Rav Ashi Amar, a little bit different. Rav Ashi says again, it's Rav Yehuda. How does Shtim Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda may go and sell the Chumra. So Rav Ashi Amar, my achanoif. What does Rav Yehuda mean by achanoif? Af achanoif. Which means you don't always go bust to the ikker. And sometimes you also go after the knife fight. And that's Rav Yehuda's shita. You always go the Chumra. Bein Lugai Maitse Sheni, and Bein Lugai Ari Miklat, you go the Chumra. So what it means like this. So by Mike Shane, the same thing we said. You go bust at a knife also. You have to reckon. You have to also take that into account where the knife is. So like I've already mentioned also, we don't go after the knife only when the knife is inside. Which means like this. That when you have the knife outside, you're not allowed to kill him on the knife. Why? Because you go bust at the ikker. You go to the trunk. And you also go bust the branch when the trunk is outside and the branch is inside. You also go back by that. It's a major chumra. We're saying you always go bust one of them to schlep the other one, l'chumra. Which means, if the knife is outside, then you can't kill him there because you go bust at the ikker, which is inside the city. And when the ikker, the trunk is outside, you go bust at the knife, which is in the city. That's what it means. That's what it means. Achanoif means af achanoif. You go bust at the ikker and the knife, l'chumra, and this will have a din in both the Gabe Maisha Sheni and the Gabe Aro Mishnah Vari Miklag, which is going according to Yehuda and not like the Rabbanim. Dr. New Mishnah, next Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this. Harag ba'isayir. Let's say this guy, this Ritzeach, was in the Ari Miklat, and he killed someone of Shaykh again. Ba'isayir. Now, what do you do now? There's a Goyal Adam. So, the halacha is, he has to go into Galus, but he should not leave the city. If he leaves the city, the first original Goyal Adam could kill him. So, he goes in the same city to a different neighborhood. Goyalim is Shchuna l'Shchuna, and that will help to protect him from the new Goyal Adam. Or Ben Levi, who lives in the Ari Miklat, he goes from city to city. I'll explain this more when we see the Taisus later on, but he goes from city to city, and the reason is because he could leave the city, he has a right to go into Galus, and no one kill him until he gets to Galus. So he goes from city to city, and that's how he goes to Galus. And right now, you learn the Mishnah means he has to leave the city, go to the different city. That's how it sounds like. He can't go from one neighbor to another neighbor. We'll see in the Gemara, not like that. Zog to Gemara. Torah Bar, Lintan Abraisa. It says in the Pasuk, V'samti l'cha mokoim, this is a Pasuk in regards to Golos, V'samti l'cha mokoim, Ashiyonu Shama, and the Darshan, what's l'cha? Hashem's talking to Moshe, Hashem, V'samti l'cha mokoim, what does that mean? V'samti l'cha b'chayecha, which means in your lifetime, you're going to set aside the Ari Miklat. And what is l'cha mokoim, what have Darshan those words? V'mekoimcha, your place, your machna l'viya, will be a place of refuge, Ashiyonu Shama, V'lamecha Yisho Megalin, Maglin Bamidbar. In the Midbar, before they had Ari Miklat, you know where they went? You know which place was considered Ari Miklat? That was Machna Leviya, the Machna of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ulahechon Megalim, the Machna Leviya, they went to the Machna Leviya, that's the way into Galus. Umekan, Omru, Ben Levi, Shaharag, Goylo, Mepach, Leplach. It goes from one city to another city. Because it says, Besamti Lecha Makim, this is Moshe and his Shevet, that if they killed Beshaigig, they could also Galus. And we're saying this is the makar that a Levi also has galus, because we're talking to Moshe Rabbeinu and saying you have galus, so it must be that there's a parish of galus for Levi and Moshe. Now where do they go? They go to another city. Ve'im gala lepilchoi, and if he's gala in his own city, but a different neighborhood, the pilchoi kalta, it works. The new neighbor works. Now here you're going to ask me a kasha. It said in our Mishnah that a Levi got to go to a different city. Here it sounds like he can stay in the same city. Zog Toisvis, that's an Eitz HaToyva, Kamash Balam. That if he's Goylam ear to ear, so then he can go around, the new city he goes to, he has the whole city at his disposal. Masha'inkin, if you're in the same city, you go from neighborhood to neighborhood, you have to stay in that neighborhood. You leave the neighborhood, the neighborhood is your Ari Miklat. If you leave that neighborhood, then you're free game for the Goyal Adam. So you have to stay in your neighborhood, you have much more restricted in one place. So Bishlama or Ritzeach, who killed the second time, he can't leave the city because the other girl down will kill him. So he has to go neighborhood. He has to restrict himself to the neighborhood. But a Levi has options. So it's better for Levi to leave to the different city. But if he goes to a different neighborhood, it works. And that's how Tosis answers the stira between these words, galul pilcha, pilcha kalta, is that of course it works, but it's eitzah toive kamashlon. The better go to say, look at Tosfos Masechta Pilcha, he has a kasha. And if you're shloim, then galul meir liyah, you reshay leil chol liyah to chumel. If you're galul pilcha, pilcha kalta, boy, shlo yitzah mishkuna shkuna. So it's better to go to another city. You're allowed to go to another city. Ends with the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Chaim Davika. My kra, which pasuk do we learn these halachas that the same neighborhood, same city of a different neighborhood could protect you? Keep ear miklato yoshav. It's mashma ear shekotosu kvar. Something that already was protecting you could protect you again. And that's he learned that a ritzeach who killed for the second time could go from neighbor to neighbor. And from there, you can see the Levi also. Once you know there's a neighbor to neighbor is protection. So then you can say it by a ben Levi also. And that we see from here that another a neighborhood in the same city could be a protection. Like it says, keep ear miklato yoshav, something that was already called to kvar.